Hare Krishna. I am very happy that a course on holistic management is being organized by the ISKCON Daivi Varnashrama Ministry. When the word holistic management is used in modern language, we think of corporate management, because that's how the term is usually employed, management. Or we think of all sorts of administration of organizations and so on. But here the term holistic is very important, because it indicates that there must be harmony with the world around us for that management to be complete and perfect. Where management essentially means dealing with resources. And what are these resources? The resources are basically those that are provided to us by nature. In the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in his purport to a verse in Queen Kunti's prayers, Srila Prabhupada mentions that human prosperity flourishes by the gifts of nature and not by gigantic industrial enterprises. So it means that Krishna has given us these resources of nature as gifts to us, and we must learn how to utilize them. When these gifts are misutilized and we try to manage the world and manage our life, manage our society, manage nature without knowing how to utilize those resources properly, then that causes havoc. In Bhagavad Gita, such mismanagement is called Ugra Karma, because the driving force behind such mismanagement is greed, it is materialism, it is sense gratification, it is godlessness, etc. But the word holistic implies that we must see the world and everything within it in connection to the creator of the world, Lord Krishna. So Lord Krishna is the origin, the sustenance and the destruction of the world. All the arrangements and plans that he has made in this world are meant for us to make advancement in spiritual life. But in the course of pursuing our spiritual life, we cannot ignore the material life. We have a material body to feed, to rest, to take care of. We have to survive happily here. And for such happy survival, we need to utilize the resources and gifts of nature provided by Krishna very holistically. Srila Prabhupada mentions at one place that if you have Krishna, the cows and land, then everything is complete. All the economics, politics, sociology and agriculture and health, you know, everything is taken care of by just these three. And then we can make advancement in spiritual life and make our human life perfect. So utilizing the land properly, utilizing the cows properly, utilizing the products of the land and the products of the cow properly, and understanding what it means to serve Krishna in all his manifestations, not only in his manifestations as the holy name, as the dham, as his pastimes, his names, his forms, etc., but also in the terms, or also in respect of his material energy. And Srila Prabhupada explains that when we utilize the material energy in the service of Krishna, it becomes spiritualized. It no longer remains material. So there are people who are using the land for their selfish purposes, materialistic purposes. Then matter ceases to be divine as far as they are concerned. Similarly, they misuse the cows. They draw milk in a demoniac fashion from them by exploiting the cows and then eventually kill them. That also represents godlessness. Where is the divinity that can be seen when such activities go on? So however, if we see a land and cows from the perspective of Krishna, then everything becomes perfect. Krishna is Gopal, the tender of the cows. He is Govinda, the one who gives pleasure to the cows. He lived in Gokul, Vrindavan, which is the residence of the cows. He frequently went to Govardhan for his pastimes with the cowherd boys, with the gopis, with the cows and the calves. Govardhan means that which causes the cows to flourish, Go and Vardhan. So all the pastimes of Krishna are centered around the cows in Vrindavan. And he demonstrated by his personal example how to do holistic management. He did not destroy the environment. He also moved from one forest to another forest and then another forest every day, taking the cows to graze, because there was ample grazing land, pasture land, so there was no economic problem in looking after a large number of cows. Nanda Maharaj had 900,000 cows. And then the cows, because they were so happy, being looked after with so much love by Krishna and the other Vrajavasis, they gave profuse quantities of milk. And in this way, the economy of Vrindavan flourished. There was no shortage. And the Vrajavasis had a large, abundant supplies of milk and butter and ghee and yogurt and so on, which they traded with other merchants to get their other requirements, whatever it is that they needed, be it cloth or jewels or anything else. So therefore, seeing these three, Krishna, land and the cows together, and trying to manage our life, manage the world, manage nature, from that point of view, can indeed be called holistic management. Today we see that the land is simply seen as an object of exploitation. Similarly, the cows also are seen as an object of exploitation, as a machine to give milk. The cow is not merely a machine to give milk. We must certainly take milk from the cows, provided we look after the cow nicely, with love, with devotion. And before we drink the milk of the cow, we should ensure that the calf of the cow is fed properly to its full satisfaction. It is only the remaining milk that we as human beings should drink. Not everything that the cow produces is meant for humans. The first claimant to the milk of the cow is her own calf. Only after the calf has drunk, then, yes, we may drink. So this is a very, very important point. And even people who run dairy industries, and even unfortunately our villagers in India today, have lost sight of this. They mistreat the bullocks, they mistreat the cows, they separate the calves from the cow, from the mother. So this cannot be called holistic management. So especially in India, and all over the world of course, it is very important that we revive the principles of holistic management as taught by Lord Krishna, by his personal example, and as demonstrated in the various aspects of the Vedic culture, in the scriptures like the Srimad Bhagavatam, and also as applied in the modern day context by many, many intelligent devotees who understand how to apply these sublime principles according to time, place and circumstance. So I'm very happy that the ISKCON Daiva Varnashrama Ministry has organized this seminar every Saturday and Sunday for several weeks. My heartfelt congratulations and best wishes to the devotees who have organized it, and the devotees who are speaking in it, giving classes, and also the devotees who are participating in this. And I would end with a request to all the devotees who are participating, that you may kindly go in whichever place you stay, spread this message to everybody. And I'm sure that this endeavor will draw the mercy of Lord Krishna. Srila Prabhupada very much wanted such farm communities to be set up. He wanted the cows to be protected, the land to be utilized properly in the service of Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada will be very pleased and Krishna will be very pleased. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.